getting ready to meet him. Praise God. But they were, everybody would be out there wanting to get a chance to see him. Oh yeah, me too. I'll be out there too. Amen. I need to shake the hands of the president of the United States. But these people, praise God, were making a way. They knew that Jesus' popularity was growing, praise God, and they were out there hollering, Hosanna! Hosanna! Praise God to the highest. But those elders and those chief priests and those scribes, praise God, they were plotting all along how they were going to kill him. Praise God. But so his journey into Jerusalem was one that has some courage. Amen. It takes some courage, praise God, to go into the storm when you know there's a storm. Amen. You know that? When you know there's a storm, praise God, it takes some courage to go into the storm. And Jesus' journey into Jerusalem, he was gone into a storm, but he wasn't worried about that, praise God, because he knew that he had some work that had to be done. Hallelujah. He knew that if he didn't do the work wasn't going to get done. If he hadn't done the work, praise God, let me tell you right now, you and I wouldn't be sitting here today doing the things that we are doing, enjoying, praise God, the religious freedoms that we are having today. Because he went on to Jerusalem, praise God, and took that trip, praise God. He did it so that he could free us, praise God, of the penalty of our sins. You see, Jesus, praise God, had mentioned at least three times that he was going to Jerusalem. And at least one time he mentioned that he was going to die in Jerusalem, in the word. So he knew where he was going. And let me tell you something, that's a message for us today. Amen. Somebody say, what is the message? You see, praise God, when we are doing the work for Christ, amen, we ought not worry about the hot spot. Amen. When we are doing a work for our Lord, praise God, we ought not worry about the difficulties that's going to come our way. Because I'm here to tell you that those difficulties are going to come. They're going to come. But praise God, just because a difficult come, that don't mean that you step down and throw in the towel and say that I quit. Praise God. If Jesus had quit, praise God, because he was going into that storm, praise God, we wouldn't be where we are today. Praise God, we would be still carrying our sins. And praise God, there would be no hope for neither one of us today. But I'm so glad that he took that trip to Jerusalem. And praise God, it was a trip that was a courageous trip. And that's the same thing that we ought to be doing today. See, we ought to be courageous in the things that we are doing for the Lord. I don't care what's going on in our life. Amen. We ought to be courageous about our time that we give the Lord. We ought to be courageous about our talents that we give to the Lord.
He's been blessing me unconditionally. I highly am favored. Highly favored.
The Second Bethlehem Baptist Church, located 1910 Harris Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, where Rodney G. McNeil serves as senior pastor. The pastor, we, the staff, deacons, and congregation would like to invite you, our friends, to our historical 108th year church anniversary on Sunday, February 22nd, 2015 at 3 o'clock p.m. Our special guest speaker for this most prestigious occasion will be the Honorable Reverend Joseph Martin, senior pastor of the Second Union Baptist Church and his congregation.
We have to be compatible, praise God, with our calling. If we're called to be Christians, then we need to act like Christians. Praise God. We have to try the best that we could. Praise God. I'm talking about from the youngest person in here up until the oldest, to allow our walk to match our walk and our talk to match our talk. So behavior, I'm talking about Christian behavior, has to be compatible along with our calling. If we say that we are Christian, praise God, then we need to start acting like them.
The 108th year anniversary theme for this blessed event will be the favor of God. Acts chapter 2, verse 47 states, praising God and having favor with all of his people, thereby the Lord adds to the church daily. such as should be saved. So please come and fellowship with us as we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And as we continue in our journey of faith, please come and complete our joy on Sunday, February 22nd, 2015 at 3 o'clock p.m. The Second Bethlehem Baptist Church is a proud sponsor of 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, 98.9 FM Monroe.
K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM.
This is my seed for grace. Curse of a lifetime of sin. Love and leave.